This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listen to radio program on the Northern Plains. Eternally grateful. That's what we are. To you, our fine listeners, for that. Thank you very much. My daughter was in New York City the other day. Went to a Mets game. This is the daughter, Hannah. We're leaving later this week for her graduation. I'll be off the air on Friday. And I think Monday. Family gatherings in New Haven, Connecticut. Now, you know, we're going to the graduation ceremony, but we're watching the ceremony on TV in her apartment. We're kind of like having a watch party because they're woke at Yale. And outside graduation ceremonies, parents, I mean, really? Parents? Come on. Why would you invite parents to a graduation that actually, you know, pay for their kids to go to college in some cases? You can't have the pesky parents at the graduation ceremony.
No.
I'm just glad they're actually having a graduation ceremony, Yale, because I think I'm up to 50 emails from the president telling me how much he knows we want to be there and how concerned he is about graduation and the health and safety of all, and that, you know, he should make a decision anytime soon. So this actually could change before it's over, because it was supposed to be Monday and then it was Saturday. They're playing all these games to make sure parents don't come to New Haven. We didn't take the bait. We're going to New Haven. We're taking our daughter to dinner. And we're going to celebrate her graduation from Yale, which makes me butt-popping proud. Has nothing to do with my butt, actually. I am...
Wait, what?
My buttons are popping, is what I'm trying to say. Todd and Kevin are right now trying to push the button again. No, my buttons are popping.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very excited.
I'm very proud. You're not supposed to be prideful, you know, but I think you can be prideful. That's a good prideful, isn't it?
Absolutely.
When the little girl that you watched grow up. I'll tell you this, by the way. Her mother's really, really smart. I don't know what you're saying, Chris. I can hear you in my ear, and I don't want to hear you in my ear, but said something about being on. I don't know. Talk to somebody who isn't on the air, Chris, if you've got a question. Anyway, I was telling you she was in New York City.
Yep.
And she was in New York City. Said, Dad's actually kind of half normal. Like, went to the Mets game, and there was, like, you know, whatever, reduced crowd, right, at the Mets game, but not everybody wearing a mask. Isn't that weird when we say it's normal because people outside are not wearing a mask?
Exactly. What?
And now old Tony Fauci, you see what he's saying to us, right? Tony, when are you going to wake from your slumber? Unvaccinated kids must wear a mask this fall. So they're getting away from mask shaming, and now they're doing vaccine shaming.
But that's only if they're not on the merry-go-round of the swing set. If they're on those, they're okay. If not on, and it has to be at least a four-person merry-go-round for them to be wearing the mask.
Can't make
otherwise,
this up.
Yeah.
You can't make this up.
Are you writing this down? Because you should.
Going to get to the phones here. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, has been waiting to weigh in on the labor shortage. A few texts I'll get to after I tell you that PetroServe USA today is the place to eat. Just simple as that. I'm craving scalloped potatoes and ham now because that's what they're serving in Valley City. Or beef tips. How about if you did beef tips and scalloped potatoes and ham? I could do that on a good day.
Not against the rules.
No, I'm going to have one of each, thank you very much. Grab-and-go convenience. And sometimes grab-and-go is like, they baked that a week ago, and it's been in the warmer. Never happens at PetroServe USA. Not with their hot stuff, personal pan pizzas. They throw way more pizzas than they serve. Did you know that? You know why? They always want it fresh for you. Always want it fresh. So, you know, when The normal day isn't the normal day, and somebody having flown off the shelves, that doesn't matter. Make new ones. Same thing with the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. The beef tips and the gravy, scalloped potatoes and hammer in Valley City, exit 292 today. Tater Tot Hot Dish Harwood, Salisbury Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Got them some goulash going today, 12th Avenue, I-29. You see what I did there? A little got them goulash.
I did.
Yeah. Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue and Pollock Filet in Glendon. What sounds good, Todd? Todd's going to head to Mandan and have some chicken at that Petroserve USA location. I've rarely mentioned the chicken, but it's as good as anything. Just like the 4 for 4 special. It's really good stuff. Petroserve USA. Tell him Scott sent you. What? Todd already left. He's on his way.
Aha.
Oh. He's preparing for lunch.
Good enough for everybody. Exactly. When you're hungry, you know?
Exactly right. Yes, exactly right. All right. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go, Ryan. I didn't get to the text, but I will. I don't want to make Ryan wait anymore. Go ahead, Ryan.
Scott, fellas, thank you for having me on today. You know, I'm from Aberdeen, which is a town a fraction the size of Fargo. And there are 4 eating establishments that I am aware of down here that are questioning that they may ever reopen their inside seatings. Now, they're all 4 places with drive-ups. But sometimes I want to go sit down and eat. I'm a little miffed at that.
Ryan, you shall conform. You shall not sit down and eat. You shall bow to dear leader, Tony Fauci and Joe Biden. This is Joe Biden's America. Restaurants can't have you anymore because they don't have the labor to clean up the tables and the mess you leave. This is Joe Biden's America.
Might I add something else while I have your ear, Scott?
Of course.
Real brief.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding Amazon and Fargo, I can tell you they've been debating this for over a year down in Sioux Falls as well. There will be a price to pay. It will not be something that you can put a number on. It won't be in money, but there will be a price to pay for the presence of Amazon. And I guess it's just up to the people of Fargo to decide if that is a price they are willing to pay. But there will be unintended consequences. You can take that to the bank.
Yeah, listen to Charlie Kirk on this. I think he's dead on right. And, you know, if I'm the mayor of Fargo, Tim Mahoney, if I'm Senator John Hoeven, all these guys, they are, when a company the size of Amazon says we want to spend millions of dollars on a building and property taxes in your town, mayors and, senators and elected leaders are trained to jump. They just are. They jump. Look at the whole debate over Brooklyn. Remember this? Remember the, Amazon was supposed to go there and AOC didn't want it and other people wanted it. And, you know, the thing is New York needs people that actually employ other people, especially after how COVID has ruined New York. We really don't have that problem here. But I think it's understandable for elected leaders to say, wow, Amazon, wow, lots of money, wow, they're going to pay property taxes, free market, bring them here. I mean, John Hoeven jumped hoops through that whole deal so North Dakota could beat South Dakota and come here first. I get it, but when you do step back, I also get there's going to be all kinds of ripple effects for that. I don't know we want to ever be the place that says, no, we don't want you. We don't want your money. We don't want your additional labor constraints. But I think we have to think long and hard, and you nailed it, Ryan. People need to decide. I see more Amazon packing tape and boxes in this very community on doorsteps that I wouldn't have seen a year ago. Some of that's COVID, but really? Cashwise delivers. Hornbacher's delivers. Family Fair delivers. Dan's Supermarket delivers. Jerry Klein's Grocery Store delivers. I mean, there's other ways to get this. So it is up to us, the consumer. It's consumer buying power. And I would argue conservatives need to think about this a little differently, Ryan. Because what do we do as conservatives? When we buy something, what do we want, Ryan?
Throw me a bone. I'm not sure where you're going with this, Scott.
The best deal. We're conservative. We're not going to overpay for something. We're going to pay a fair price for something. And if I want to buy a hammer, and a hammer's $550 and delivered to my door from Jeff Bezos and company, and I got to go down to the hardware store and spend $7, I'm going to think about it. I've got past the hammer thing. I'm going to go to the hardware store because when the hammer breaks, they'll replace it. Number two, they won't just give me any hammer. They'll say, what are you going to use it for? And they help me decide the best hammer. And then I'll get to the nails, and I'll get to the right screws. And oh, I forgot I need a can of paint, and they mix that up beautifully. I don't have to deal with, you know, Jeff Bezos and his evil ways. So, but that's up to us. We as consumers got to think differently about who we're buying from and stop paying people for big sticks that hate us. Amazon hates us. They hate you, Ryan. They hate even little business guys that try and sell stuff. It's not about us. It's about woke money to go buy the Washington Post and beat up Donald Trump. You going to pay for that, Ryan?
Oh, you're preaching to the choir here, brother.
Sometimes that happens here. But I bet there's other people that disagree with us that think, hey, it's a free market. Let them come in. That's fine. I think the whole fix here is conservatives and buying power. When they're canceling Mike Lindell because of free speech, it's time for us, the conservatives, as conservatives, to say, you know what? My blankets, my sheets, my pillows, my robes, my slippers, I'm not going to a big box store. They hate me. I'm going to buy from a guy that likes me.
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Right here. Right now is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spirit Wind. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com, and you have got to check out what's just around the corner. You can learn more at Schwann Buick GMC.com about the Hummer EV. It is on the way. For 20 years, Schwann Buick GMC's gone the extra mile to keep you satisfied one way: the free lifetime powertrain warranty on most cars. New Buicks, new GMCs, new late model cars of all makes. Buy with confidence at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
When you pray for something and it happens, how does that feel? I mean, do you instantly connect the dots? Like, there's a sense of peace. Like, wow.
Yeah.
I had a friend recently who had a really bad brain tumor. And the brain tumor was like Teddy Kennedy, John McCain had. Remember that? I don't know what they call it. It's a word I can't pronounce. Geo something or another. Anyway, just brain tumor is a brain tumor, but a bad one, right? I'm not sure there's a good one, but one of those that rarely people survive. And I was talking to this friend, and he said, well, I really want a plan B. And the doctor at the time said a plan B was, in other words, if the regular treatment doesn't work, the plan B would, we can't operate on it, but there's a very little chance that you wouldn't be paralyzed from the neck down and in a wheelchair the rest of your life. And this guy's like, well, if that's the, that's the plan B, I'm okay with that. At least I'm alive, my brain's working, everything else. So I start praying about a plan B for him. Lord, is there another way? And I remember a conversation I had. Actually, my wife had the conversation. I was just sort of party to it. At a dinner table in Rapid City, South Dakota, the day before Donald Trump was at Mount Rushmore, back on July 4th. And it was a friend of Donald Trump's, longtime supporter, and he had these clinics overseas, one in Mexico, one in Austria. And my sister-in-law at the time was going through the late stages of just an awful cancer battle. And my wife was like, wow, I wonder if we could get her there. It was too late for her, and she actually died within a month or so of that conversation. Rest in peace, dear Carrie Colstill. A fine, fine sister, daughter, and sister-in-law to me, and just we miss her every day. And cancer does that to people every day. But I filed that away, and my wife filed that away, and I came home after hearing this for the first time, and I mentioned to my wife, she said, you got to call Gentry. So connected my friend up, and Senator Kramer got involved as well, because at the time he couldn't travel anywhere due to COVID. And this person goes and is told on day four, you're cured. You're cured. Now, if somebody told you that after a major, major brain tumor, what would you think? Doc's on drugs again. Get him off the crack. He tells me after 4 days I'm cured. But this is how you can cure things when you don't have the big pharma constraints that we have in the United States. And this is a thing. This is a thing. So in that case, a prayer was answered. And it feels so good. Here's what I don't do enough. After the prayer's answered, go, thank you. A little gratitude. So the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm looking at a map. I'm about to share it on Facebook on the What's On Your Mind page. And it is the rainfall potential through Sunday evening. Today's Monday through Sunday evening. There is not one square inch of North Dakota that doesn't have rainfall potential. Heavier up there in the northwest, and then through the whole kind of middle section of the state, kind of, I don't know, looks like kind of either Dickinson, Bismarck, then it kind of forks up to a little thin line through Grand Forks, a little bit through Fargo. I don't know where you need it, but this looks to me like a prayer answer, because we've been praying for rain for our farmers and ranchers really all spring, coming out of winter. So just a little way to remind you, you know, prayers do work. And keep praying, and we'll see what happens this week. And when it works, remember to thank him. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to Adams County and Morgan. Morgan, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, on the Bongino report today, I was kind of picking through some of the articles. And, you know, recently the Supreme Court has knocked down the CDC moratorium on evictions. And the impact of that, if there's an article on there about mortgages, in the United States, 1/4 of all the household mortgages held in the United States are right now 11 months or more being not paid, and half of the mortgages in the U.S. are 6 months or more not being paid. This is an interesting and thing to look at and consider as you also consider, you know, 1/3 of the money in the supply right now in the U.S. has been printed in the last year. And the fundamentals are absolutely not there for what's going on in the stock market and other things. We're on the cusp of something very interesting happening, and people need to kind of open up their eyes to all the different things that are going on here.
And again, the cost of everything is going through the roof. I posted over the weekend some pictures I saw near Bemidji, Minnesota, a plant there. There are stacks of lumber as far as the eye can see. Meanwhile, if I go to the lumber yard, I can't get them. Right? There's a shortage, and they cost a fortune because of the shortage. And they're sitting there, in this case, I guess, waiting to be dried. But even once they're dried, there's a whole other stack. They can't get enough trains. There's not enough trucks to get them where they're going. Why? Due to COVID. There's all this ripple effect on supply chains that are everywhere. You're a little more calm about your story. I hadn't seen the stats on mortgages, Morgan, that you just said. I mean, interesting's one word. Holy crap's another word. I mean, like, how in the world can half of the mortgage in the United States be 6 months delinquent when everybody's had free money for the last year?
Yeah,
what are they spending it on?
Credit card debt is way down. There's something very, very dramatic that I think is going to happen. On a positive note, we got 1.75 inches of rain down here where we hadn't had anything but a foot of snow since last July, and things are starting to turn green. I've got dead spots in my pasture that aren't going to green up this year.
Have you been praying for rain in Adams County?
A lot of people have. I do not. I pray that God's will be done, and he knows my needs more better than I do.
Well, that's the best way to pray, honestly, right? And the Our Father is the prime example of that. Your will be done. But sometimes I tuck in a few extra besides your will be done, because I'm a little afraid of the answer if it's your will be done. But you're a better man than me. And
Our Father's kind of scary, isn't it, in that forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors?
Right, and that's only a really, really strong man can do that. I'm just speaking for men here. Ladies are probably better at it. But, you know, although I don't know, I've seen a lot of moms that are nasty on Facebook when their kids don't get treated just 100% exactly like they want. They flip out, too, rather than say, you know, maybe I've got some people to forgive before I ask for, you know, wait a minute here. Yeah, so good points on all fronts, Morgan. And but it's what we're supposed to do. You know, I joke sometimes, pray for trouble, because if you don't have trouble, you just think everything's great, right? And it's a joke title for a book I've always wanted to write, because I just see every time that I've had trouble in my life, whether it's a business thing, whether it's a family thing, whether it's a health thing, whatever, that you come out on the other side much stronger. So in this world, you'll have trouble. Nobody promised us to be trouble-free. And Morgan, I think you got the right prayer there. More rain on the way, according to this map I'm looking at. About to post it on Facebook. Check it out from our weather guru, Dean Wysocki. More coming up.
Hi, this is Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, located in Fargo. Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to start a family, or downgrade now that you're empty nesters? I can help you get pre-approved so when the time comes, you are ready to go. We have a variety of loan programs for all situations, and you may also qualify for our Homes for Heroes program as well. Call me today at 701-367-2434. Again, Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1552467.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is poised to set up a commission to probe the January 6th occupation on the Capitol. House Democrat leadership has scheduled votes on two bills stemming from the Capitol incident. The votes come as a series of confrontations on Capitol Hill have rattled lawmakers. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is attempting to shut down another oil pipeline as America is experiencing a major gas shortage. The Democrat governor says the pipeline has pumped crude oil through the cross-section of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron for 70 years. Whitmer described the two 4.5-mile sections of pipe as a ticking time bomb. The New York Yankees have another positive COVID-19 test, this one involving a staff member, manager Aaron Boone said before their game against the Orioles on Sunday. The Yankees have had 9 total positives with the organization since Monday. 3 coaches, 5 staffers, and shortstop Gleyber Torres. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at Kinder Care. If you're in need of a place for a loved one that can just do it all, Kinder Care uses innovative, meaningful ways to make the care person-centric. So they do this in a safe, real home environment. That's the key there, a real home environment. That's tough, taking a loved one out of what they know, what they're comfortable with, and thinking you're going to find a place that feels like home. They've revolutionized the whole definition of assisted living because they just meet their residents where they are and get them the care they need. It's part memory care. They also, by the way, do adult day services. They do companion care and 2 assisted living homes for the residents. One has a 10-bed unit, so it's like family. The other is a 12-bed unit. These are newer. The homes are next to each other. It's a beautiful 3 acres of land, quiet country setting. West Fargo. They have a dog. They prepare homemade meals every day. It's a great place. Call or text Melanie for a tour. 701-261-3246. Tell her Scott said I need to get a tour. Melanie, Kinder Care, 261-3246. Kinder Care's in West Fargo, North Dakota. We've talked about a lot today, from the latest confusion from the federal government on mask rules, inside, outside, whatever. Joe Biden snapping at people. That's in the New York Times. So if the New York Times has, you know, said Joe Biden swearing at people and, you know, it takes forever to make a decision. I mean, the New York Times has just laid out the case for the cognitive decline of the President of the United States. Nothing to see here, folks. He's snapping at people like a cranky old man. It's in the New York Times. Right? That's the great lady, the gold standard for these liberals. What more do they need to know? We talked about the labor situation. We talked about inflation. I happen to think the biggest story of the day, and I mean big, is the U.S. Supreme Court accepting the Dobbs versus Jackson women's health case that came from Mississippi. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to examine whether all pre-viability prohibitions on elective abortions are unconstitutional. They are now going to address, rather than 1973, Roe versus Wade, with what we know today in 2021, they are going to address when life begins. Folks, this is huge. This is huge. It's the story of the day. That and rain in every corner of North Dakota. I don't want to eliminate our friends in Montana because you're getting a dose. 3/4 of Minnesota's getting a dose. The top half of South Dakota's getting a dose. It's coming this week. The rain potential between now and Sunday is unbelievable. But I'm going to add one more story to the mix today. My friend Chris Ruddy is here. He's the CEO of Newsmax. Newsmax gets me as excited today as Fox News Channel did when they came new on the scene. There's great things happening there. And I want to talk a little bit about some things where Newsmax has been in the news, and maybe you're not getting the whole story today. That's why we asked the boss to come on. How are you, Chris?
I am good, Scott. Glad to be on with you.
Chris and I go back like to the 90s. He was my go-to guy in all the shenanigans, and that's being kind, of the Clinton years. Like, really? What's this whole Vince Foster thing, Chris? What's going on with, Watergate, Whitewatergate? You've been at this, a conservative, stalwart, battle-worn warrior for the conservative cause a long time, haven't you?
Well, it's true that I've been doing this for decades, and I've been doing very important work, I think, for the American people. But what's sad, Scott, is that there's not a lot of other people doing what we're doing. Fox has been good through the years, but Newsmax is basically, the traditional conservative outlet now in the country. I mean, we're seeing Chris Wallace at Fox News and others sort of dominate. Neil Cavuto is very anti-Trump. There was a recent poll by the Pew Study, which found that most Americans think that Fox News is mainstream news, and they said that Newsmax is the big exception. Most of our viewers don't see us as the mainstream. I think mainstream is a bad word. It connotes liberalism, bias, and there's not a lot of public trust in the mainstream media. That's at its record lowest levels. And so there's really not much left out there. Newsmax is now in over 100 million homes, and I think we're playing a very vital role with Joe Biden in the White House and the radical left taking a huge amount of influence in Washington.
The hosts you have are really, really good. I mean, your lineup is amazing. I'm a big fan of Greg Kelly. He's probably my personal favorite, but, Grant Stitchfield's really good. You're adding people all the time. New show just started with Cortez. I love Steve Cortez and DePellerin, but you're diving in on, the police reform thing, the series Greg Kelly did, for instance, and all of the things that are just causing us to go, what is happening? And it's so easy to get. I just went on and got a little Roku box because I think I cut the cord with Mitko because I'm asking, you're going to put Newsmax on? No, fine, I'll get it another way. I just cut the cord. I'm done paying $215 a month to yell at the TV. I'm not going to do it anymore. Yeah. It's just dumb, So
pretty sure. Pretty shocking. Every major cable company has taken Newsmax. We're now the fourth largest cable company in the network, cable news channel in the United States, after Fox, CNN, MSNBC. We're finally making some success here and progress. Mitko is one of the few cable companies that won't put us on. And they have 11 liberal channels, like MSNBC, CNN, and a bunch of others. They won't put us on. They tell people that they're in negotiations with us. I can tell you that's not true. That is false. And we've heard from hundreds of Midco customers that have been leaving and going either to Roku. They can go to DirecTV. AT&T TV put us on the basic package. The Dish Network has us on. Fubo TV. We're all on the basic package on almost every operator. And they probably have 100 channels that have far less traffic on their basic package at Midco, and they just won't, they don't do anything. I don't know what the issue is, but a lot of people are voting and they're calling to complain over there, and they've been leaving Midco because we've been hearing that, and they're going to other services.
Midco's big. They are, South Dakota company, been around a long time, so they don't move fast. I do have some indication from some of the leadership there that I know that, they are doing what they believe is their sort of process, right? And they don't just can another network, and then they have to decide, do we want it just in Fargo, just in Sioux Falls, just in Bismarck? So it sounds like we've got their attention, but keep at it, folks, because that's the only way it's going to happen quick, and we don't have a lot of time. I mean, you ought to have this. You ought to be informed to the degree that the Newsmax can, and like you say, there's 11 liberal cable news outlets. Why not the fourth fastest news cable channel in America? It just doesn't make any sense when you're paying the money you're paying for.
And Scott, because I personally introduced you to President Trump down in Florida when you visited. He loves Newsmax. He was on recently. He's going to be on the Steve Cortez show in the next week or so. I don't know if that is Midco just doesn't want President Trump out there, but, we're one of the few channels that cover him. And again, Midco it's been almost 5 years. They've been playing along and saying they're going to put us or they're interested or whatever. Nothing's ever happened. But I can tell you there is no negotiation. There's no plan. They keep telling people there is. They haven't told us that. So, again, I think people are either complaining, calling, or they're switching. You can get service cheaper than Midco on Dish, DirecTV, and you get Newsmax. So I think it's great, or Roku as well. So we appreciate everybody hollering and complaining out there because, you know, a lot of great things and important stories have been happening out in the Dakotas, especially with COVID. Newsmax has reported on that. We have a lot of congressmen. We have the governor of North Dakota on Newsmax. So, you know, we are covering what's going on in the Dakotas probably a lot more than most other networks.
Kristi Noem's a big fan, too. She's told me that personally and is a regular as well, South Dakota's governor. So it's just time. It is time. I would say every time I bring up Newsmax on the air, I get some version of this in an email or a text saying, hey, you know, Newsmax doesn't talk about the stolen election. Why don't they talk about the stolen election? And then the latest one is, don't you know Newsmax settled with Dominion? And can you give us the facts on this whole settlement thing and the election? I've seen you reporting regularly on the Arizona recount.
Well,
that's happening in other places. So I know it isn't true you're not covering it, but what about the lawsuit deal? Yeah.
Well, Newsmax is a news organization. We're not a political organization. We're not a legal one. We don't say if something was stolen or not. But we do report on voting fraud. We do report on irregularities, that the irregularities were massive in the 2020 election. We have been sued a couple of times. We were threatened by suits by Dominion and Smartmatic. They have yet to sue us. So when people say we settled with Dominion, that is not true. They never sued us. They have threatened to sue us. We believe they're still interested in potentially suing us. Our role at Newsmax is not to make conclusions. Our role at Newsmax is to provide people information and facts. And we were probably more out front than anyone else in providing and covering the president's allegations. Rudy Giuliani is on Newsmax all the time. He was just on Sebastian Gorska's show yesterday. The president's been on. He's allowed to talk about this. We have a reporter sitting full time out at the Arizona recount. So I think some people get irritated, the Mike Lindell, even the president thinks that we should be making conclusions about it. Our role, we feel, is to provide the public information. And, you know, the president even said recently that we have been very, very good, that Fox has not been good. I think he was on another radio host show, and he said that on a podcast. It got wide, wide pickup. So, you know, I know everybody's not always happy with everything. But our view has always been that we are trying to get information to the public. Mike Lindell is welcome to come on Newsmax anytime. I recently spoke to him about coming on. But we want to also be, you know, there's some allegations that have been unsubstantiated. Let me give you an example. People say that the voting companies, the software companies, manipulated the software. They have no evidence of this yet, okay? Nobody has gone through the software and proven that the code was manipulated. So as a news organization, we can't say that that is true. We can't say that a certain member of a voting company was a member of Antifa when there's no evidence that he was a member of Antifa. That was the subject of a particular lawsuit. So we're trying to provide information. I think what people love about Newsmax, we've been around for 20 years, and you know this, we don't do sort of theories or allegations. We report the facts. When we come out with a fact, you can trust it because we back everything up that we say.
Chris Ruddy, Newsmax CEO. We're going to continue to suggest that our listeners let Midco know if they're a Midco customer that they'd like to see Newsmax added to the mix. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to talk with one of your hosts in just a moment about that new show, Cortez and Pellerino. And we'll talk again, sir, soon, sir. Good to catch up with you. Thanks, Chris.
Dad, always great being on with you.
More after this on What's on Your Mind.
It's spring again, and that foundation crack, that seeping water, that bowing wall is still there. But it's not too late. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got you covered.
Don't let those problems continue through another spring. Your complete foundation experts are here to help. Call 701-280-7038. That's 7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Let me tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA, and also whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA-branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds $1.39, firewood for $4.99, T-shirts $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle Water Packs 28-pack $3.99, Liquid Ice 2 for $3, and have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat, or Reese's Lovers, 79 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Sweet ride, right, Todd? Cruising down the road? Isn't that the plan?
My plan. Top down if there's a convertible.
Right, well, he's got one of those. Yeah.
Of course, we're talking about Schwann Buick GMC. There's all kinds of purchase allowance money, right? All kinds of 0% money. And, of course, you can check out the new Hummer EV, the electric Hummer. That's out. Just amazing vehicle. Have you seen that thing, how it parallel parks? It's got crab feet on it.
Crab feet.
The wheels turn. All four wheels turn, and it just backs into the spot. It's amazing.
You can't make it up.
SchwannBuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Any questions, just stop on the website at SchwannBuickGMC.com, and they'll get you taken care of.
All of that is about safety. It's just about giving you tools to keep you safer on the road. You can use them however you like. Texter says, again, Scott's bashing the Bastiats. Wish he'd bash the North Dakota Good Old Boys Club as much. Let me just say, before I go to our next guest, I'm not about bashing anybody. I'm about giving you my opinion and then inviting your response. That's why we call the show What's on Your Mind. But let me just say this. If you are a conservative and you want to see the Republican Party succeed, then we should all be in on a conversation underneath that tent. Okay? And I'd rather not anybody call themselves Bastiats or Good Old Boy Club or anything in between. I just say, okay, Republicans are crushing it in North Dakota. We have two senators, a congressman, every House, every Senate, what am I trying to say? Every statewide office is in Republican hands. Every constitutionally elected statewide office, you know, lieutenant governor, tax commissioner, go down the list, right? Plus a supermajority in the House and the Senate of legislators. So the Republican Party is alive and well. But those are big numbers. And in that mix, you're going to have some that are a little more conservative than others. They all work for us. So if your job is to take shots at other Republicans, whether that's from the squishy, rhino, you know, left, middle-of-the-road types, of which there's some, or whether you're on the most conservative side, are you being helpful? Are you making a difference? Or you just feel good in your little snarky social media world? Come out of your snarky social media world and have a conversation. Actually, a dialogue. That'll make everything better. It's not about bashing. It's about actually having a conversation on what's helpful here, what's productive for the conservative cause. One thing I know will make you feel better is if you watch Cortez and Pellerino. Brand new show, prime time, Newsmax. Jen Pellerino is here to tell us about it. Congratulations, Jen. This is great.
Thank you so much, Scott. Appreciate you having me on.
What do you want people to know about this show?
You know, I think what's most important for both Steve and myself is that, you know, listen, there's a lot out there in the 9 p.m. time slot that you could be watching. I think a lot of it is pretty stale if you look at some of what's on conservative networks. Steve and I come from interesting backgrounds. We've got, you know, our media experience, but we've also worked in business. And I think we kind of live in a lot of ways, even though we live and work in Washington. Steve lives in Chicago, but we live outside of that Washington bubble and can really relate to our viewers. And I think that's what we want our viewers to know is that when we plan this show every single day, it evolves throughout the day because we want to make sure that what we're doing is talking about the things that are important to them. I think there's a lot going on in D.C. that we can get soaked into, and it matters to perhaps some of us here in this area. But people in the rest of the country may not care so much about, let's say, what's going on with Liz Cheney, for example. They're concerned about gas prices. So we want to make sure that we're in touch with that. And I think they'll find that in our program at 9 p.m. and that it really is that America First platform that's been missing from a lot of the media lately.
Thank you, by the way, on the Liz Cheney reference, because does anybody even know what the House conference chair does? I mean, anybody that's a concern, I mean, it's such a nothing position. One thing I can tell you that I know it's about is electing more Republicans. So if you're electing someone Republicans like, you probably ought not be in that job. But who cares? Who cares?
Exactly.
And all, even Fox News Channel follows the pack. Oh, we got to talk about it. Why? Because MSNBC is? So great point.
Right.
Yeah, get to things
Thank
people
you.
Care about, right? Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
What's the big story today, would you say?
So today we've got coming out, the lead guest is Eric Trump. So, of course, we love having anybody Trump-related, Trump family on the show. So we've got a lot that we can talk to him about, of course, from a number of topics, you name it, from big tech to the news that rallies are coming back. Obviously, Biden's reversal of policies, you know, the country was in pretty good shape, you know, pandemic aside, but we were getting back on the right track under President Trump. And now it's just disaster after disaster under Biden, and so we'll get his reaction to that. But you know, there's a lot in terms of what's going on that we're going to have Eric Trump react to, as well as our other guests. So It's a big show that is evolving throughout the day. We've got Rick Riddell on after that. We'll talk about California and a number of other topics. So it's shaping up to be a good one.
Well, we'll be watching. Steve Cortez is practically a Trump family member himself. And a big part of the Trump strategy and the victory. So you're going to like these two, Cortez and Pellerino. Newsmax, watching in prime time. Thanks, Jen. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Scott.
God bless you.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
There's no terrain too tough for Hartford Turf Equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf backs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with Hartford Turf Equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.